No, well, we don't have Barnaby Budge by Charles Dickens for 2Ks, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Charles Dickens.
Yes, we're here with Monica Dullard, comedian and librarian.
Oh, yes, Andrew. Hello, how are you?
I love it. It's one of my favourite slashy careers, yes, yours, comedian and librarian.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm kind of dreaming of doing it. How do I apply? Because I'd like to do both.
Yes, you can. There's plenty of libraries in Victoria, and you'll get a job, I reckon.
Really? What qualifications is what I need?
Just good customer service, love books, love people.
Oh, yeah.
And a few jokes on the, welcoming pod. It's always good, so you'll be right.
Really? Well, except for the customer service and the loving people part, I reckon I'd be a shoo-in.
Yes. Oh, well, we can work that in. We can give you some training. Yeah.
Now, what are people reading this summer, Monica?
It's summer. It's the summer edition. So I just thought before we started, we better look at a couple of books that are whooshing up the library charts, just so people know that they can get their names on that. So Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, 43 reserves. It's her first novel. She's a nature writer and she's won many awards for that. But this one is set, it's about the marsh girl who's been abandoned by her family and lives in the marshes close to the town, fending for herself. A beautiful book and a bit sad too. So, but people are loving that. And non-fiction, She Said by Jodi Kantor and Megan Toohey, 43 reserves. Both women were journalists, and with the Me Too movement, this Pulitzer Prize winning book was started to investigate Harvey Weinstein. It's a great book. The inside story, great courage, and for the women who were involved in it as well, great courage. So it's just kicking along on the charts. Now, the summer read is sort of just hot picks from 2019 that are now probably on the shelf, or, you're probably going to wait for one or two reserves. So you could put your name down now, and when you get to the beach, you will have it in your hot little hand.
Oh, okay.
So this is the one. Mm-hmm. So
what do we want to put down?
Well, Twisted 26 by Janet Enovich. She's grandma and Stephanie Plume, people would know them. It's a crime novel set in US, and they're up to their necks in Lost Keys, and grandma's marriage lasted 45 minutes, her recent marriage. It's a wild ride.
I know people have done worse.
Yeah. That's true. Invented Lives by Andrea Goldsmith. She's set in the mid-80s in Melbourne. Its description of this novel is about exile and love. I'm just running through them for you. We do get them. We do. They are on the website, though, on the ABC website, if you're scrambling to write them down. The White Girl by Tony Birch. Odetta Brown lives on the fringe of the town looking after and protecting her grandchild from the government welfare agencies in the 1960s. I love this book. Beautifully, revealing a story of courage, and this beautiful book. Silver by Chris Hammer, 7 reserves now, but I think it would have it'll drop quickly because he's been up there and coming down on the way down. It's the sequel to Scrublands, and it's Australian crime thriller.
Scrublands is a bit of a cracker, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a cracker. Yeah, so this is the next one on that. And look, The Long Call by Anne Cleves, UK. So she writes all the Vera Stanhope books, the crime series, detective series, and Shetland. And this is a new detective series. So we love her. And she's only in she wouldn't be hitting 70 yet. So she won't be dead for a long time. This is a new series.
That's the best you can say of any author, really, isn't it?
No, it's great. We keep going and keep going. And and all her books end up on ABC TV as crime series, and people are mad for them. So that's a good one. And The Rosie Project, Rosie Result, that's the third in the series by Graham Simsion. And it was 80 reserves, now only about 2. So get your name there. It's the family coming back to Australia from the United States, and how does it all turn out? This is the third book in the series of a family. Great books, and people have been loving them. Very sort of chirpy books.
Yeah, people get into series, do they? Yeah, do you find series are often in the top lists?
Definitely. And once people get on a roll, they want them all. They want them now, and they want them in order.
And they won't wait for the poor author, will they?
No. And they hurry up and they write letters saying, "Come on, write the next one." Because I'm desperate and I'm upset. I've read my 13 books and I want number 14.
I always feel sorry for George R. R. Martin constantly being pilloried for not producing the next book quickly enough.
Yes, exactly. And also, just to say, the State Library reopened a couple of days ago. Get in there. It's magnificent. I mean, all the things you can see. 5 years in the making. New spaces. Children's area is spectacular. So,
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it looks amazing, the state library.
Yeah, it's great.
I think, didn't the architect is going to get married in there, I read?
I think so.
Like
yeah,
that?
He should. Upstairs. It's beautiful in the big room there now. It's powering along. So that's my list. There's more coming next week, but.
Absolutely. It looks fantastic. And remember, of course, you can hop on the ABC Melbourne website to see Monica's entire list. But of course, before I let you go, Monica, we really need one of these.
Caller of the week.
Yes, well, this week a woman came up to the welcoming pod and she sits in an armchair in the library, in the front of the library, to read her book. And she says it makes her feel good, you know, like when you're in a library reading, you've got people around you, you're not at home and you're either warm or cool with the heating or cooling. But she's not far from the photocopier. So she came up and said, look, I've been here for about 4 weeks now in a row. And she said, I've just had to make a list of the myriad ways people use a photocopier. And she said, here is my list.
Oh, yeah,
so she's
intriguing.
Right there. And I know too, because, of course, they all need help with the photocopier. It's a big
yes,
black thing.
Yes, I always do.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, there's a few buttons. There's about 50,000 buttons, actually.
Oh, they're brutal.
So, yeah, so they get us to help her. But, in fact, they've been getting her to help them. Here's a list, ID for job interviews, stat decks for all sorts of reasons, recipes. Cuban Christmas recipes are big at the moment on the photocopier.
Mm-hmm. Cuban Christmas recipes?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Really?
Yep, that's the hot news in library land.
Okay.
Drafts of a novel, death notices, crossword, death certificates,
a
lot of those.
Yes,
don't leave them in the photocopier. Book reviews from the newspapers, bank statements, payslips, petrol logs. There's so many reasons why people use photocopiers in the libraries. They bust in there, spend their 20 cents and rush out the door again.
Yeah.
Thank you, they say.
I always get in a panic if I realise I have to photocopy something because it happens so rarely. But when you do need to do it, it's so important.
Yeah.
It's usually a really important document.
Or
a Cuban Christmas recipe.
Yes. So it's 20 cents in the libraries. Come in and then borrow a book as well.
Oh, fantastic. Monica Dullard, thank you as ever.
Thank you, Andrew.